With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. For State Representative Carl Trujillo of Nambe in northern New Mexico, overcoming charges of sexual misconduct was too steep a hill to climb. The three-term Democratic House member was accused of inappropriately touching and propositioning a lobbyist, and then shunning her nonprofit when she allegedly didn't comply. Trujillo talked to a reporter about it while campaigning for re-election at a polling place in Santa Fe on Election Day.
Unfortunately, it makes the campaigns a lot more negative. If we get to a position in this country where somebody is immediately found to be guilty, that sets a whole new different precedent, and it's going to be, that's not what our founding fathers wanted for this country. And hopefully we can move away from that direction, because I think it's a very dangerous direction. I do believe in the Me Too movement. I take it very seriously. When these allegations came out, I did immediately ask for, I welcomed an investigation. I've cooperated with the investigation, and I continue to give all the evidence over, and I look forward to having my name cleared in the end.
The investigation Trujillo is referring to comes as a result of new rules passed during the recent legislative session. Now, whenever a lawmaker is accused of sexual harassment, outside lawyers are brought in to investigate, and a lawmaker's position could be in jeopardy. But voters preempted that process by voting out Trujillo in Tuesday's Democratic primary. As a political newcomer, 31-year-old Andrea Romero has some baggage of her own. She's accused of unethical behavior while working for a northern New Mexico nonprofit, charges that cost her executive director position. Farmers who consider Trujillo an advocate say we'll see if Romero earns the same respect among them as her predecessor. With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.